The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, hi, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm the announcer, Todd Wilkerson, and I'm taking a bubble bath right now.
Yeah, it's such a treat luxuriating in this warm water with scented candles and my favorite Rachmaninoff. No, sorry, it's Popoff.
Anyway, that's the beauty of radio. No one can see you.
In your nakedness.
Well, I'd like to get back to my fashion magazine, so let me introduce your host, Eric Metaxas.
All right, I've had it. I've had it. Todd, I've had it. Oh, I can't take it anymore. Stop it. You know, Albin,
yeah.
First of all, we have to tell our audience, it's a Fun Facts Friday. I am in Dallas.
Yes.
In a hotel room doing the program from a hotel room in Dallas. Not from the studio in Dallas, but from a hotel room in Dallas. And we are pre-recording. So in my world, it's not really Friday. In your world...
I guess
it's not Friday either, but
no,
we're doing
not.
A Fun Facts Friday because we had a moment here.
Yeah.
And I got to say, for Todd Wilkerson,
oh boy,
to refer to Popoff, I think that's a vodka, and I think that's not appropriate for this kind of an audience, Todd.
Todd in a bubble bath is not appropriate either.
You know what? Have you seen Todd?
I have seen
in
Todd.
In his bathing suit?
No, not that.
You want to
no.
talk about inappropriate?
I can't unsee that. No,
he looks
I don't
like
want to.
He looks like, if you see him walking down the beach, he looks like Abraham Lincoln in a bathing suit.
Does he really?
Yeah. Picture Abe Lincoln in a bathing suit. It's just uncomfortable to look at someone like that.
Boy.
And that's exactly what Todd looks
like. As long as he's not wearing that stove top hat.
No, he doesn't need it. He looks like Abe Lincoln, even without the beard. You just say, holy cow, it's Abe Lincoln. And then you realize that it can't be Abe Lincoln because Lincoln never wore a bathing suit and walked on the beach. And by the way, he died 150 years ago. Okay, listen,
yes.
We're doing... Albin, this was your idea
to
do a Fun Facts Friday. You said, hey, Eric, let's do a Fun Facts Friday.
Can I explain how I came up with it? Because I've been having a great time reading your book. I haven't gotten all the way through it yet. I read it on the train to and from Tarrytown. You know, I'm having a great time. But I realize Martin Luther lived in quirky times. I mean, really strange and odd times,
well,
right?
This is exactly what persuaded me to want to write the book. I've said a million times I didn't want to write any more biographies. I figured I'll go out on a high note. Everybody seemed to think that the Bonhoeffer book was a good book. But Greg Thornberry, the president of King's College, and my friend, our mutual friend, Marcus Speaker, said, Eric, you've got to do it. Here's why. And I began to realize that Luther lived in such quirky times that this could be a very, very entertaining story. There's no doubt about it.
Doubt.
There's hilarious little facts and weird things in the story.
It's one of those things, you know, how they'll say, like, boy, if we told this story, nobody would believe it. They think we'd make... And that's kind of this story. I'm reading this and saying, no, this cannot be true. This is just wild, wild stuff. I mean, really funny.
Right. And that so was your idea to do a Fun Facts Friday. And by the way, since I'm in a hotel room in Dallas, my question is, are my sound levels okay? Are your sound levels okay? I mean, it's crazy to do radio from a hotel room.
I know. I'm looking back at James in the control room. He's given the big thumbs up.
All right, Jimbo.
So, yeah.
Well, anyway, so it was your kooky idea that we need to do a Fun Facts Friday on the Luther story.
And you said there were only two things that you needed. You said you needed the slide whistle. And you needed the bell. But, you know, the bell, I don't have the bell right now to say, yes, ding, 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 you got the answer correct.
Well, the slide whistle is in some ways better than the bell, so you can use that for everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Martin Luther. Obviously, maybe I should talk about my tour first, because
yeah,
if it's Friday,
set it up.
This has been an extraordinary journey. If it's Friday, that means I'm currently, even though I'm taping this from a hotel room in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
On Friday, when you hear this, I will be in Albuquerque.
Okay.
Because tomorrow night in Albuquerque, Saturday night, the 21st of October, if you're listening to this, that we may play this as a rerun, but I'm speaking in Albuquerque at Calvary Church in Albuquerque, Saturday night, the 21st, and Sunday at three services. I'm going to be fatigued. Three services on Sunday, the 22nd, at Calvary Church in Albuquerque.
And then
I'm speaking in Cherry Creek, Denver. It's Greenwood Village, actually, Colorado. Cherry Creek on the 24th of October. So, I'm getting
around. And they're expecting like 8,000 people or something at this Calvary.
8,000
and one. And one. That's right.
Yeah, they didn't count me.
They didn't count you. No, they did not.
So, yes. And then I'm speaking at Michael Youssef's church in Atlanta. That's going to be on the 29th of October. And then that evening, I'm speaking at Peachtree in Atlanta. That is 5 p.m. service at Peachtree. That's also the 29th of October, Sunday. I'm looking at this calendar. I'm going to be at Greg Laurie's church, Riverside, in Harvest Church in Orange County, California. That's going to be on the weekend of November 5th. Holy cow! November 5th. That's right. So if we re-air this, people can still go to that. But that's November. That's what?
That's my birthday, November.
Your
5th.
Birthday?
Yeah, my twin
November
brother and
5th.
I. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Your brother and you.
Yeah.
Have the same. Birthday.
We figured it out. We got it right. My parents worked it out. Well,
that's a fun facts Friday right there. That's
there you
amazing.
Go. A little nod to my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Anthony,
but you know, guys, you cheated.
We cheated, right.
Because you're twins, aren't you?
We are.
Yeah, you can't fool me.
Yeah. We were pushing and shoving to see who would come out first, and it was me. I won. Yay. I crossed the finish line.
Wow. That's terrific.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, anyway, so I guess that means on your birthday, I'm going to be I'll be in California, so I won't be able to watch you blow out the candles on your cake. But let's see. After California, I go to Phoenix. I'm speaking in Phoenix. I don't know if that's a private event. It might be a private event. And then, oh, my gosh, November 11th, I'm speaking in Wichita, Kansas. I'm going to see my old friend Tim Ragland. Tim Ragland lives in Independence, Kansas. He is the illustrator of the Uncle Muggsy books. If you don't know the Uncle Muggsy books,
oh yeah,
those are my favorite children's books. My favorite. His illustrations blow your mind. I never get to see Tim. He lives in Kansas. I'm going to be in Wichita, Kansas, at Eastminster Presbyterian on. Actually, I think it's on the 12th. The Sunday, the 12th. Of November. Anyway, I didn't mean to start Fun Facts Friday given my schedule.
No,
we got to talk about Luther. We got to talk about some crazy fun facts.
Can I throw out just one funny fact to get us into the commercial? And then when people come back, they're going to get into some crazy stuff. Because there's a guy named Frederick the Wise, and he had a collection of relics, okay, that were really very much Ripley would be in awe of these relics.
Okay, now you got to understand one of the reasons that I was excited about writing this book. When I discovered this stuff, I said, this is going to make an entertaining book because it's right up my alley. This kind of weird Ripley-esque stuff I find so entertaining that I thought I'm going to put it in the book. And I'm so glad that you, who have a similar weird sense of humor, also find it entertaining.
Well, and then people of the day all kept trying to, like, outdo each other. Like, I don't know if you remember this from your book because you got so many fun facts, but there was one priest that talked about how wise he was. In fact, he said that his shoes were made, you know, the wooden soles of his shoes were made from the actual tree of knowledge from Eden. So that's why
from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in Eden. Yes.
Yeah. He was so smart. Yeah.
He claimed that his shoes, the wood from his shoes, came from that actual tree.
Right.
And you know what I think?
What?
I think that may not be true.
He was probably stretching the truth on that. And what I also like is that so many people had thorns from the actual thorns that were on Jesus' head, you know, the crown of thorns.
The crown of thorns,
but Frederick the Wise claimed that he had a thorn that actually pierced the Savior's brow. So
and you know how they knew that?
How did the blood?
No, this is not a joke. This is in my book. People could, by the way, folks, if you're listening to Fun Facts Friday, this is all in the book. So we're not making any of this up.
Right.
This is all in my book. It came with a certificate that this thorn had pierced the brow of Jesus on the cross. This is not a joke. This was what the world of relics was like. We're going to a break, folks. Whether you like it or not, it's Fun Facts Friday. We hope you like it. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back.
If not for you,
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
The holidays are just weeks away, but there's still time to get your home guest ready with brand new, made-to-order custom blinds from Blinds.com. Now, through November 13th, get huge site-wide savings, plus an additional 5% off everything at Blinds.com with promo code SHUTTERS, but only until November 13th. Go now for huge site-wide savings, plus an additional 5% off at Blinds.com promo code SHUTTERS. Blinds.com promo code SHUTTERS. Exclusions, rules, and restrictions apply.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-942-4730. 800-942-4730. That's 800-942-4730.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-43-BIBLE.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so
set my sights on Monday, and I got myself.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric and Taxes Show. I'm coming to you on this special Fun Facts Friday. I'm on the road. Albin, you're not.
I am not. I am
You're not on the road. You're in New York.
I'm firmly planted in New York right now.
In the studio.
In the studio.
Hey, can you be firmly planted in New York? There's something about New York that makes me think you can't be firmly planted there, but I know what you mean. You're in New York.
Yes.
I'm on the road in a hotel room doing the radio show from a hotel room. I've got this great thing called a Comrex box, which if there's an Ethernet cable in the hotel room, I can do the show from the hotel room, you know, if need be. I prefer to go to a studio, but today couldn't get to a studio, so we're doing Fun Facts Friday.
Well, I gotta say, you sound as clear as a bell or a slide whistle.
You're coming in. There's something about that slide whistle that suddenly, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, no matter anything, suddenly it's Fun Facts Friday.
It puts a spring in your step.
It's like the Pavlovian dog with the bell, except this is the slide whistle. Suddenly, bing, it's Fun Facts Friday. Well, okay, Fun Facts Friday, this is a special Martin Luther edition because this was your idea. You are reading my book. I didn't tell you to do this, and you didn't have to do this, by the way. You've got enough to do.
I'll tell you, it's like, what makes Eric tick? You know, I read Bonhoeffer, blown away by that book, and I learned a little bit about Eric, not just about Bonhoeffer. Now I'm reading Martin Luther and I'm having fun with your phraseology.
Yeah.
And a lot of other, just these quirky little stories.
The Martin Luther book is 1,000 times more entertaining and fun than the Bonhoeffer because when you're writing about Nazis and the Holocaust, there's a certain timbre that runs through it. Whereas this is in many ways very funny and entertaining. And that's why you wanted to do a Fun Facts Friday based on the book.
Yeah, for example, and I thought you could expound on this little story about that self-deluded poet named Barabalo.
Oh, no. This is when I found this out, I flipped.
Yeah.
I flipped. I said, this is so up my alley.
Yeah.
Can I put it in the book? Because it's got very little to do with Martin Luther.
And by the way, people might say, like, well, they're telling me the whole book. I don't even have to get the book. I'm only like 100 pages into the book, and I'm not kidding. There are dozens upon dozens. I'm closing in on probably 100 quirky, weird things, and I'm only like a fourth of the way through this book.
Yeah,
but
no,
can,
it's
can
it's
you
crazy.
Talk about this Barabalo?
Barabalo. Hey, Barabalo. Now you
Italian,
have the book.
Exactly.
You have the book because I'm on the road and I had to pack for 3 weeks on the road. I didn't carry this heavy book with me, right?
Yeah. I thought it was funny that I said to you, "Okay, so you got the book, I got the book," and you're like, "No, I don't got the book.
I don't got the book. I don't got the book." I know. I should have. It's kind of stupid, right? Not to have a copy of my own book, but somehow I missed it. But anyway, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think I gave him a copy to Suzanne when we were on the road together, and because she wanted to, you know, read it. I said, probably be a good idea. People may have assumed that you read the book because you're my wife.
Yeah.
And so she's reading the book. I mean, look, she hears me when I'm writing the book. She hears all this stuff. But anyway, look, so here's the story. Barabalo, the reason this is in there is that I thought to myself, when I told the story of Bonhoeffer, I had to tell the story of who he's fighting against, and to give this some chiaroscuro, to give it some context, to give it some contrast as well. I mean, that's chiaroscuro. But the point is that Luther was dealing with a Vatican that was so far from our view of the Vatican today. In other words, the corruption and worldliness and all kinds of crazy stuff had crept in. And the Pope at the time of Luther was Pope Leo X. Hard to believe that there were 10 Pope Leos, but Pope Leo X is a figure so colorful. And I thought to myself, you need to know who this figure is to understand what Luther was dealing with. And Pope Leo X, he was a little bit more like a depraved Roman emperor than a pope.
Mm-hmm.
He had fabulous wealth that people, you know, every faithful believer is sending their widow's mites to the Vatican, and he's using it to create incredible art and all kinds of stuff. But he was a spendthrift. He basically was somebody who really liked entertainment and whatever. And so he really wasn't somebody you'd describe as a holy man, even though he was the Pope. And so he would do these crazy things. And one of the craziest things he did, when I read this, it was so entertaining and hilarious to me. I said, I've got to put this in the book. This is just too crazy, because it reveals what this pope was like. In other words, if you want to know what is Martin Luther dealing with, you got to tell the story. And the story, this is all from memory, of course, because I don't have the book in front of me, but the story deals with, there were a lot of versifiers and poets in the Vatican. And it was almost like if you had a court, right? The king has a court, and he has these people that are schmoozing and trying to get in.
He was like a court jester, but he was a court poet or something, right?
Yes, this poet, his name was Baraballo. Of course, Italian. Baraballo was the archbishop. Now, if you can believe this, he was the archbishop of Gaeta. Now, archbishops in those days, it was simply a title that you either bought or it was awarded to you, you know, when you were 20 years old. It has no correspondence when we think of archbishops in the church today. And so he was the archbishop of Gaeta, which kind of like was he had a dukedom, or he was a prince, or he was a whatever, you know. And so he was hanging around the court, and he was a poet. And he kind of at some point went crazy. And what I found really sick was that the Pope, Pope Leo, who was actually extremely young, he became Pope when he was 37 years old, he seemed to want to make fun of this Baraballo, like he's a court jester. And I thought, this is actually sick, because Baraballo was clearly a deluded maniac, and he thought that he was greater than the great Petrarch. People know, of course, Petrarch, the great poet Petrarch. And you can't imagine that a pope would do this. But the bottom line is that Pope Leo X created something. It was like a festival in the city, a big celebration where they spent an infinite amount of money. And at the center of the whole thing was this public mockery of Baraballo, even though Baraballo didn't realize he was being mocked, which makes
it
so cruel.
He was the only one that didn't know.
He was the only one that didn't know, which is really cruel if you think about
it.
It's actually cruel. And so they wanted to crown him the archpoet. I can't remember the details, but they want to crown him the archpoet. And everybody's in on the joke that it's a mockery of him. Maybe some of them thought he was sort of in on the joke, but it seems that he was not in on the joke. His family tried to talk him out of it, and he said, oh, you're just jealous because they're celebrating me as a great poet. And the Pope had, how do I put it, Albin? Mm-hmm. The Pope had an elephant.
Yes.
The King of Portugal, as a way of currying favor with the Vatican, sent an elephant by parcel post all the way to the Vatican in Rome from Portugal, elephant. And the elephant, Pope Leo was so thrilled with the elephant. And again, the details are in the book. You can find the details, because I'm just giving an overview. But the Pope so loved the elephant, he named him Hanno. And Hanno was involved in everything the Pope did. And I don't know if he slept with the elephant or what, but he was so close to this pet. He loved this pet. And so he wanted Hanno to be involved in the mockery in this huge celebration through the city of Rome. So they had a moment where the Pope forced the Archbishop Lang. This was a dour German ecclesiastical figure who did not find any of this funny. But it was his job to crown Baraballo with the crown in front of everybody. And then when Baraballo was crowned as the greatest poet who ever lived, he would then climb. He had to mount the back of the elephant, and the African mahout who accompanied the elephant had to help Baraballo. Baraballo was a heavy, elderly figure, so he had to get on top of this elephant and then ride through Rome while the people jeered and laughed. It's funny and sick at the same time, but it illustrates the depravity of the Vatican at this time, that it was no longer the Vatican it had been, and it was not the Vatican it is today. It was a very weird time.
Oh, it was strange. And of course, what happened to the elephant, now, I don't know if we can get into that or if you want to get into what happened to the elephant.
Oh, of course I do.
That's beyond the pale, too.
Well, look, the book is loaded with scatological humor. People say, what's scatological humor? You'll have to look it up, but it's spelled S-C-A-T-A, scatological humor. And one of the most amazing things that I read is that the when Hanno the elephant got sick, the Pope was so upset that he called the finest doctors from miles around to heal the elephant. And all they could do, they had never dealt with the constitution of an elephant before, so they prescribed a gigantic laxative for the elephant to purge the elephant. And when we come back, it's a Fun Facts Friday on the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm going to tell you what the laxative contained. On the Eric Metaxas Show, we're talking about Martin Luther and laxatives and elephants. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in trading stocks as a way to generate extra monthly income? Then listen up. Before you waste time or money on another service, you really need to learn about the online trader community that everyone is talking about. This is the group that allows you to trade with their money. That's right. When you complete their training program, Aviary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their own money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep up to 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Aviary Fund's Trader Development Program is producing seriously amazing results. And as a special offer, today, they are allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just text the word BUZZ to 48542 to join Apiary's trading program now. Learn how to trade using their money, not your own. To get started, just text BUZZ to 48542. That's B-U-Z-Z to 48542 to join the Apiary trading community today. Text BUZZ to 48542. That's BUZZ to 48542.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show special Fun Facts Friday edition. I am not in New York City. Albin.
I am.
I think you are.
In New York
City.
And
you're driving the boat. You're the maestro.
I'm driving it, baby. Look out. Get out of the way, kids. Look out. Get out of here, you crazy kids. I should have honked my horn.
Yeah. That'll get them out of the way. Well, okay. So when we went to the break.
Yes.
I was talking about, this is a Fun Facts Friday special Martin Luther edition.
Right. The quirky life and times of Martin Luther.
Right. And so this was your idea, and I'm glad that you noticed the quirkiness in the book, because there's such crazy stuff. But one of the crazy things, we were talking about the Pope's elephant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yes.
Now, there's a book that I use in my research called The Pope's Elephant. And it gives you all the details. But I was just saying that when the elephant was dying, the Pope was so close to the elephant that he was very upset. He called on all the doctors. And the doctors in those days, 500 years ago, they had two cure-alls. One was leeches. They would bleed the person. And the other one was a powerful laxative.
Okay.
But to use a purgative or laxative on an elephant, how much laxative do you use? These papal physicians were not used to dealing with elephants, so they used a tremendous amount of laxative, and they wanted the highest quality laxative. And this is not a joke. This is, again, it's all in the book. I hope people will read it for themselves. They used pure gold.
Jeez.
This is not a joke. They believe that gold was a very powerful laxative. I have never tried it, and it's too expensive. But when you're Pope Leo the X, you've got nothing but money and love for your pet elephant. And so he spared no expense, and they used actual gold in the laxative.
Okay.
And you know what happened?
Can I tell you, tip the scales in the right direction here. What happened? I read it, but I want you to speak.
It sounds like an explosive story.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is nothing happened. The elephant died.
Yeah. Well.
And the Pope was so sad about it that he commissioned the Raphael, to paint a memorial to Hanno the elephant. I mean, this stuff is
true. I know. So, again, it's you can't make this up. That's what's pretty wild about it. And again, one story after another. Because what happens here in the book, of course, is you have to set the stage, because for people to understand what Martin Luther was about and how the Reformation even came about, you have to know the times that he was living in. And so they're just a story after story. I wanted you to share, if you could, the curious case of Anna Laminit. Do you remember that? Because I know, again, we talked about this. You don't have a copy of the book in front of you.
Remember,
so
I remember. This is something. When I discovered this, I flipped. This is, again, you know, for folks who listen to Fun Facts Friday, they know that both of us, we are students, lifelong students of the quirky. Mm-hmm. We like this weird facts. And to be writing a biography of Martin Luther, to discover the most bizarre Ripley's-style facts and anecdotes, I thought I've got to put them in the book.
Well, you even titled the section of the chapter "The Curious Case of Anna Laminit," which is like a Ripley's story.
Well, it is. That's exactly right. And this is early on in the book. This is within the first 100 pages or something. But mm-hmm. Luther, when he was a young monk, he was I guess it was 1510, so he's in his mid-20s, and he is driving his father confessor, Johannes von Staupitz, who's another incredible figure in the story, just what a heroic figure who was very influential in Luther's life, and who stayed faithful to the Catholic Church, did not follow Luther out of the church. It's dramatic that that's the case. And of course, you can read about it in the book. I'm not going to get into that. But the point is that Luther was driving von Staupitz crazy, because he was confessing incessantly, every tiny thought, and he was just driving him crazy. And so von Staupitz kept thinking, you know, there's got to be a way to they didn't have, electroshock therapy in those days. Yeah. But how can I reboot the computer that is known as Martin Luther?
Like he had OCD, right? Because it was like he had to constantly confess. Oh no, I got to confess the fact that I didn't confess. He had to.
That's
OCD.
Right. That's about right. So von Staupitz figures, you know what I'm going to do? Let's get him out of the house. Let's give him a different something to see. Maybe if he takes a walk, and so he decides to send him to Rome. Mm-hmm. Which was 800 miles away.
That's right.
on foot. And that's just in one direction. Now, this is a curious case. If you walk there, it's 800 miles from Wittenberg to Rome. But from Rome to Wittenberg, it's only 250 miles. That's not true.
No, they discovered a tunnel through the Alps or something.
Yeah, right? No, that's not true. Okay, when we come back, I will tell you what happened to Luther, who he met on the trip to Rome. This is at least entertaining and weird and interesting, but it also gives you a picture of the religious world of that time. It's one of the reasons I included it, not just because it's wildly entertaining and funny and sad and crazy, but because it gives you a picture of the pietistic, ascetic activities that were popular when Luther was a monk. So we'll be right back with the Eric Metaxas Show, Fun Facts Friday edition.
Someone to share my wildest dreams with me.
Albin, I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take it all the time.
I know you do.
A lot of people take it. Half the media are talking about it. But on this program, instead of me talking about it, how about if we could get somebody else to talk about it? Somebody, for example, named Finetta.
Oh.
Over the years, as I got older, I noticed pain in my hips, and it got worse and worse. Trying to walk upstairs, it was so miserable. That morning, I heard about Relief Factor. I ordered it right then. Within 3 weeks, I was free of pain.
That's what everybody says. You try it within three. If it's not helped you within 3 weeks, I wouldn't use it. But most people are helped by it. It's all natural botanicals. You could take it all day long. It's just not the kind of thing you have to worry about, like Advil or something. Well, you know, you don't want to take that stuff regularly. So go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. It has helped me. It has helped a ton of people. I highly recommend it. I beg my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
G'day. I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of conservatives winning the war on issues like gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, and the sanctity of life. We use our cell phones every single day, so why not use them to make a change? Patriot Mobile does just that. They exist to donate a portion of your monthly bill to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. And for the entire month of November, you can buy one line and get another line free for 12 months. Every day, people are switching their cell phone service to Patriot Mobile, and they love knowing their cell phone company supports conservative causes they believe in. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number, get the same super reliable nationwide service, and feel good about funding the right agendas with every call you make. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com or call them at 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile. Come join the family.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing new LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. Terms apply. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
I hate to interrupt this music sometimes. Albin,
yes,
I'm grooving right now. Yeah, I'm in my hotel room in Dallas, just grooving down.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're talking about the curious case of Anna Laminate. Now, this is a Fun Facts Friday, special Fun Facts Friday edition of the Eric Metaxas Show, and we're talking about Martin Luther. And this was your idea because you said there's so many weird ideas in in your book, Eric, that it said be a fun for a Fun Facts Friday. And I thought, well, there's enough for 10 Fun Facts Friday because there is so much weird
stuff. Right. And this whole thing about Anna, you pronounce it Anna, I guess it's Anna, Anna, but because like she was supposedly this very holy and pious woman.
Okay.
Of course, the question that he asks her and her answer.
No, 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 don't.
But I'm
don't,
not going to get
it away,
there.
Don't give it away.
I'm just, but you
okay,
go. Here, you take
okay,
it.
Okay, so I was just saying that Luther is sent to Rome. He goes on a long trip, 800 miles from Wittenberg to Rome. He has to walk. He goes with one of his fellow monks. We're not sure who it was for sure, but he walks to Rome. It takes months. And, you know, it's like 20, 25 miles a day of walking. And he gets there. He sees some stuff, and then he comes back. Okay. Well, there's all of the details are in my book. But one thing that he sees on his way home, he comes into Germany, and in a certain city, I don't remember, is it Augsburg? I can't remember. It's in my book. But the point is that he hears that there is a woman who lives in the city who is very, very holy. She has become famous as an ascetic. Now, in those days, asceticism was very popular. People who it can become works righteousness, to use that theologically loaded term, but where people like the desert fathers would deny themselves food, water. They would fast for prolonged periods of time, which, of course, is a wonderful thing to do if you do it for the right reasons. But it almost became fetishistic in a way. People became famous for being ascetic, and the focus in a way came to the person, you know. And so this woman named Anna Lomonet was very famous for being a holy woman who, and hold on to your hats, because this is true, okay, because I did my research. She was famous for never ever eating a bite of food or drinking anything, and as you would expect, she was equally famous for never going to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. To put it delicately, yes.
To put it semi-delicately, she was. So Luther said, I want to meet this holy woman. Now, she'd become famous. A lot of the wealthy people would visit her, and she actually became very rich because she didn't pay taxes because she was considered a holy woman and all this weird stuff. But it gets weirder and weirder. And I don't know if I should tell the whole story because it's complicated and weird. But the bottom line is Luther visits this woman and he suspects, because he was a sharp Saxon, he suspects something is wrong, something is off. All these people are celebrating how she's so holy and she's so amazing. And as a serious monk, there was something awry with the whole picture, something fishy. And Luther, at some point, and this is from memory, you have the book in front of you, but at some point he asks her, do you long to go to heaven? Because if you think about it, the goal of this kind of asceticism is to say, oh, I don't want to be in this world. I don't want to eat food or drink anything. I don't want to live in this world. I want to be like an ethereal ghost. I want to live in heaven. I don't want to live here on earth, which in itself is a kind of heresy because we're supposed to enjoy life here on earth. To say that I hate this world, I mean, there are aspects of this world that we hate. We're supposed to long for heaven. But these people were trying to achieve it in a way on their own efforts. And so Luther says to the woman, do you look forward to going to heaven, or wouldn't you rather be in heaven? And she gives him the weirdest answer.
If you want, I could read it right from the book what the answer is.
Yeah.
Her answer to the question shocked Luther. This is you writing. Oh, no, she answered, and then by way of explaining herself said, here I know how things work, but there I don't know what will happen.
Right. So Luther is stunned because he says, this doesn't make sense. If you are a holy woman, you should long for heaven. And she kind of gives this weird thing, like, I know how things work here. And it was almost like revealing that she is a kind of, she's a very canny woman, you know.
Even a charlatan.
And so then we find out, I found out, the backstory.
Yeah.
And it turns out that this woman was a 100% fraud.
Well, how they exposed the fraud, too, is very funny.
I have to tell that. The way they exposed the fraud is that this woman became very popular with the highest figures in the land, including the emperor of the time. The emperor would bring his wife and they would visit her. So she is hobnobbing with the rich and famous and, you know, the emperor himself, big deal stuff. And I think it was Maximilian at the time. But the emperor's sister, who was a duchess, her name was Kunigunde.
Yeah. Duchess of Bavaria.
Yes. The Duchess of Bavaria, Kunigunde, which is the same name you have in Voltaire. There's a figure named Kunigunde in Voltaire's, what is it, the famous novel. I can't think of it. But anyway, the point is that she smells a rat, and she decides that this woman, this Anna Lamennais, is a fraud, and I'm going to expose her. So she, being the sister of the emperor, invites Anna Lamennais to a monastery for the weekend or for the week or something like that. Anna Lamennais climbs into the trap, so to speak, comes to the monastery, and they put her in a certain room. And the Duchess of Bavaria, the sister of the emperor, could watch Anna through a peephole.
Well, you know what I imagined was there's a painting on the wall and they removed the eyes and there's two eyes looking like
that's
from a Three Stooges movie. what it looks like.
Since it's Fun Facts Friday, it's important to mention the Three Stooges and to use the slide whistle whenever appropriate. But anyway, thank you. Anyway, when we come back, I will tell you what the Duchess of Bavaria saw when she looked through the peephole at Anna Lamennais, who neither ate nor drank nor went to the bathroom, as we understand. Wait till you hear this. We'll be right back with Fun Facts Friday, special Martin Luther edition.
Sailing to reach before a following sea. She was making for the trades on the outside.
You've wrestled with that issue for so long. You don't know who to talk to. You're too embarrassed to tell your friends or family what you're dealing with. You're even reluctant to talk to your pastor. I know. I was there too. But it got to a point that something had to change. And then I found Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who share your faith and will help you through your problem. They want to give you a free week just to try it out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Why not give it a try? Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Talk to someone who can help. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Let them help. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
It's Fun Facts Friday on the Eric Metaxas Show. A little Skinnered for ya.
Yeah.
Albin, this is crazy. We're talking about, this is a special Fun Facts Friday edition because we're talking about my Luther book. This was your idea because you realize there's so much quirky, weird stuff in there. And one of the quirkiest, to me, this was one of the most entertaining, wacko things in the book. And I'm now going to reveal what the Duchess of Bavaria saw through the people.
And can I say this, too, before you reveal? You know, this book is not a true hagiography, right? It really is for everybody, whether you're religious or even irreligious. It's not Catholic bashing. It's not Protestants rah, rah, rah. What it is it's a story of a time in our history, in human history, I should say, right? And the reason why I think you're number 7 on the New York Times list is because even though it's called Martin Luther, it's not religious in a sense. It's about a time.
Well, look, it thrills me to hear you say this, and anybody who knows you, as I do, knows you're not sycophantic, and you're not saying this because you're on this program and whatever. Yeah. I mean, if you feel this, I'm thrilled because I know you're just an honest guy. But I agree, and that's why I got so excited, and I got to put stuff like this in there, which is just it's just flat out entertaining and wacky. But actually, I better get to the punchline because we haven't even scratched the surface. No. We might have to do an hour two.
Right. We have to do the relics yet. There's so much to talk about.
All right. So we're going to do an hour two of Fun Facts Friday because, we haven't even gotten to the third thing on the list here. So, But so this woman is famous for neither eating nor drinking nor going to the bathroom ever. She's like this holy woman. And the emperor's sister says, I smell a rat. So she invites her to the monastery and she goes into this chamber and the Duchess can watch her through a peephole, and the Duchess watches her and eventually sees, aha, what is Anna Lamina doing? She dips into her luggage and pulls out all kinds of dainty, delicate, gourmet food items like juicy pears and pepper cakes and all the stuff. And she starts eating them. And the Duchess is watching her through this thing and just freaking out, thinking, this woman is a liar. She's a fraud. And we've got her. And then what happens? What happens when you eat food? Well, the food goes through your GI tract and eventually seeks egress in the form I think the word would be stools or feces, and they spot this woman going to the bathroom, and then what does she do? She's got to destroy the evidence, so they see her coolly flinging it from the window of the monastery, and they thought, we gotcha. And so, of course, they confront her with the evidence, and she confesses and says, I'll never do it again, and they let her go, but she does it again and again and again.
Yes.
She has a life of fraud, and you can read the details. It has a very sad ending, but it is one of the most entertaining weird things, and it gives you a picture of the false religiosity of Luther's day. We're out of time with Hour 1, Fun Facts Friday. Folks, we are going to do Hour 2 today. We've never done that before. Fun Facts Friday, Hour 2 on Martin Luther. Coming up, stick around. Thanks for listening.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.